May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Salatu wassalamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome to another inspiring and beautiful episode on the silsila, Spiritual Cures. Wherever you may be in the world, whichever hemisphere, whichever country, whichever city, we hope that you and your family are safe and sound. When you make dua, don't forget to make dua for the ummah also. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that for the sake of His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that He azza wa jal grants relief to the ummah, shifa to those who are sick and suffering, and protection against the oppressors. Well, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, as you know, that in this silsila of spiritual cures, we try our best to provide some types of madani pearls, of advices, as well as litanies, invocations, wadaif and awrad, with regards to different types of problems and difficulties that the Ummah is facing. Today as well, we have some calls that are lined up, some questions, and who knows, maybe these questions would be in your mind as well. Maybe these difficulties you would be experiencing. You could be experiencing it in the future, or maybe you know somebody that is going through these difficulties and problems. So stay tuned and get a diary, a journal, something that you can jot down the important madani pearls and the wadaif as well. You never know. It may come in handy as a future reference book, and you can transfer this beneficial knowledge with good intentions to others as well, inshallahul kareem. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, who is the final, who is the last Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has said, Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So how about we make some good intentions and, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am watching, I am listening to the silsila for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. What I learn, I will try to practice and share with others as well, inshallah al-kareem. Time is fast, life is short, and before we know it, we will be bidding farewell permanently, because the angel of death is going to visit all of a sudden. Doesn't matter what age a person is, how healthy a person is, how fit a person is, what contacts I have, very soon it's going to happen. And so the smart person, the wise person, knows that I need to prepare. I've got one chance, one shot to prepare for comfort in the grave and salvation on the Day of Judgment through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do we do that? By reconnecting to the glorious Quran. Recite the Quran Sharif every day. His Eminence, whom perhaps you are watching before the silsila, Amir Ahl-Sunnah Damat Barakatuh Mul'aliyah, a Kamil Wali of Allah Azza wa Jalla, great saint and scholar of Islam, who is followed by tens of millions around the world, advises us, start with a minimum of 3 verses, recite the Quran Sharif, minimum 3 verses, with the English translation from Kanzul Iman, the English commentary from Miftahul Ihsan, both hard copy, soft copy is available, and every day, recite salawat, durud pak, as much as you can. Dhikrullah, istighfar, throughout the day. Show shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever we do have. Because you and I, we have much more than many other people out there. So thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every day could be our last day. And so make sincere tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the great privilege and bounty of His in making sincere tawbah before we leave this world. Sincerely repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every day do your best to read your salahs properly, to abstain from sins, to fulfill rights of others, to learn and practice the sunnah, to learn a dua for the day, or something of deen for the day, and obey Allah and His Rasul Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In these things lie success, true success, because our deeds, good and bad, is going to accompany us into the grave. The beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in some of a hadith that the person who recites 1,000 times Durood Sharif, Salawat, every day, will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. I'm sure we all want that privilege. Well, let's stop wasting our precious time in these distractions, entertainments, and amusements, and prepare for what is going to arrive very soon. We will request our director Saab and wonderful team to please go ahead with the first call for today. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Brother, my question today is, how can one find inner peace and calm through Islamic teachings when experiencing moments of anxiety or panic? Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum.
Ameen wa iyyakum. Inner peace. Every single person wishes for that. Every person is searching for sukoon, tranquility, peace of mind, contentment of heart. Every person is searching for happiness, fulfillment. Most people are searching for this in the wrong places. Take for example, the entertainment industry, the music industry, the movies, the sports industry. It's not going to grant us sukoon and tranquility. It creates more problems in our lives because it piles up on the sins. We need to understand something, that these sectors, the entertainment sector, in reality, are the marketing agencies of Shaitan. He is the CEO. He's in charge there, where he will promote everything filthy and impure. Drugs, alcohol, music, premarital, extramarital relationships, riba, interest, usually, gambling, casinos, lewdness, a hedonistic lifestyle, meaning that the purpose of the person is only the pursuit of pleasure, maximum pleasure. And therefore you see the lives of those people who desperately follow those lifestyles end up in as alcoholics, as drug addicts, suicidal, broken homes. How are you going to get the peace and happiness and fulfillment, that inner peace and calm? How? That only lies in one thing: obedience to the Creator, the Sustainer Azza wa Jal. Obedience to the beloved Master sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, our greatest role model. Ulama Ikram have advised us something so simple, yet many of us do the opposite. We look at the next person, we compare ourselves to another person who is successful according to worldly terms. Look at the house they are living in. Look at the place they stay in. Look at the cars they have. Look at the businesses. Is that success? It could be temporary, limited, worldly success. And when a person is leaving this world, he takes nothing of that, those material items with him, nothing. The kafan, they say, the shroud doesn't have pockets. Everything is left behind. And the true wealth, a narration says, that the true wealth of yours is what you have sent forth. Because whatever you left behind, it's going to be diced up and cut up into pieces to be given to the heirs. What you spent in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your sadaqat, your charities and donations in His path for His pleasure, that's your real wealth. That will accompany you. The rewards you've earned from that will accompany you into the grave. So one thing, we want happiness, we want peace and calm in our lives. One thing we must do is never look at those who have more than us. In fact, the seal of the prophets, the last of the prophets and messengers, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, in worldly matters, look at those who stand at a lower level than you. But don't look at those who stand at a higher level than you. For this would make the bounties of Allah that you have insignificant in your eyes. Which people of high rank did Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam prohibit us from looking towards? And which people of lower level did He sallallahu alaihi wasallam order for us to observe instead? Imam al-Nawawi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi has stated, this hadith comprises of and encompasses all good matters. When focusing on someone of a higher worldly status, one will want to have what that person has and eventually consider what he does have as insignificant in comparison. He will strive to acquire more and more and become heedless. On the other hand, if we were to look up to somebody, if one were to look up to someone who is better than him in religious affairs and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you'd want to become like him also. It will be a form of motivation, of bettering yourself to become a better Muslim, a more practicing Muslim. So dear viewers and listeners, if we can try to establish this one thing, there's many other things as well, but at least this one thing, if we can establish, inshallah al-kareem, we will have much more sukoon and inner peace than most people out there. I'm going to share a few wada'if, for especially those, since the caller, the questioner had asked about anxiety and, you know, a person who has maybe panic attacks, these kind of things. So certain wada'if are there, but let's keep that in mind. Don't look at those, according to worldly means, who have more than us, and comparing yourself. Look at those who have less. Not to feel and think that I'm better than them, no. But to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what you do have. Dear Allah, you gave me a home. That poor man doesn't have a home. You gave me these limbs that I can use. You gave me this eyes I can see, ears I can hear, tongue I can speak. You gave me a functioning brain I can think. You gave me intellect. You gave me the ability to breathe without needing a machine. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Believe me, this is one of the secrets. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you show shukr, gratitude, I will certainly grant you more. When you wake up in the morning, recall, what am I grateful for? My family, my children, my home. Even if you're renting out my possessions that I have, good health, the job that I have, the ability to breathe without needing any machine attached to me, and even when you're going to sleep as well. Think of 12 things. Your eyesight, your hearing, the ability to speak, all of these things. When you're lying there on your bed, think to yourself, Ya Allah, you gave me eyes, I'm able to see. Alhamdulillah, Ya Allah, you gave me such a wonderful family. Alhamdulillah, wonderful spouse. Alhamdulillah, parents. Alhamdulillah, siblings, children. Alhamdulillah, recall at least 12 things. And each time, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. This is a way of increasing that inner peace. Right, so those people who are suffering from anxiety and worry, try to be in wudu for most of the time. Try to read the following, especially if you have grief. Recite the following 29 times every day. With Durud Sharif once before and after. See, any wazifa, any litany that you are reading, always add at least one salat ala nabi, Durud Pak, before and one after. Unless it is stipulated that recite 3 times or 11 times. If not, once and once. One before, one after. 29 times. Ya Muhaiminu, Ya Muhaiminu, Ya Muhaiminu. A person who is grief stricken and recites this daily, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, he will get relief from his grief and he will be protected from sufferings and afflictions, inshaAllah ta'ala. Whatever affliction and grief and stress and worry and negativity that you have, there's a beautiful spiritual cure for anxieties, which is quite effective. Even for physical illnesses, for tension, for depression, for removal and protection against evil effects, magic, sihr, black magic, bandish, evil eye, evil obstacles, and if family members, they continue doing these things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willing, they will get rid of domestic issues and anxieties, and the house will become a place of peace, a home of harmony. If you don't have peace in your home, healthy, good relations with the family members, the household family members, how can you ever achieve inner peace? When performing the 2 rakat sunnah of Fajr, Fajr Salah, then when the 2 rakat sunnah is offered after the Fard Salah of Dhuhr, Maghrib and Isha, recite the last 6 surahs of the glorious Quran after Suratul Fatiha in such a way that in the 1st rakat, read Suratul Kafirun. Remember, all of this is after Suratul Fatiha. Suratul Kafirun. Then Suratul Nasr. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ Surah Lahab. تَبَّتْ يَدَا أَبِي لَهَبٍ وَتَبَّ And in the 2nd rakat, recite Suratul Ikhlas, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ Suratul Falaq, and Suratul Nas. And in the beginning of each surah, recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This must be continued until you see positive results. Every now and then, recite some other blessed surahs. Don't do it every single day that we are reading in this manner. Every now and then, recite, substitute with other surahs or the surahs that you normally recite. Inshallah al-Kareem, there will be great benefit. And again, read the Quran. The Quran is cure. Khayru dawa'i al-Quran. Aha. The best medicine is the Quran. Am I connected to the Quran? Just by reciting, there's rewards. A person can get shifa. Just by looking, there's reward. Listening, there's reward. Best, of course, is to read the words of our merciful creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So practice upon these things, inshallah, azza wa jal. Learn the sunnah. Live a simple lifestyle by practicing upon the sunnah. Wear the Imam Sharif, of course, for men only. It will calm you down. Read Durud Pak. Substitute bad habits or things that we do as hobbies that waste our time, substitute it with recitation of the Quran, recitation of Dhikrullah, Durud-e-Paak, Istighfar, making sincere Tawbah, studying the seerah of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of the Sahaba Ikram, Ahlul Bayt, Awliya Allah, of the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam, you will learn so much. You will gain so much of inspiration and there are life lessons in there that we can practically implement in our own lives. Please go ahead with the next call. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Truly enjoying the show. Hope you continue with this good work. My question is, what are the signs of arrogance within a person's heart? And how can one identify this subtle disease before it overtakes them?
This is a spiritual malady, a spiritual sickness, illness, ailment, disease, one of the worst of its kind. Shaitan was the first to display arrogance. You know, he said, "Ana khayrun min," I am better than him, referring to Adam alayhi salam. His arrogance, his jealousy, his ego, all these things destroyed him permanently, because he's never ever going to make Tawbah. He is fixed and destined for the fire. And he wants as many as possible to join him. So he whispers his evil whisperings in the hearts, in the minds of people, flaring up their passions, their ego, and making them believe they are superior to others. Who is like me? And they start developing that superiority complex, like Satan, like the devil. Recognizing bad or unhealthy pride in yourself, it involves an honest self-assessment regarding my attitudes, my behavior towards others. And there are certain key indicators that often relate to a need of superiority, an unwillingness to be vulnerable, and a focus on the self, vanity. Take for example, there are certain signs of bad pride. Okay, so can there be something like good pride? It depends. Are you proud to be a Muslim? Are you proud to be one that has Iman? Are you proud to be an Ummati of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The best of creation? That's good pride. You must be proud that all praise is due to Allah. He has made me a Muslim. He has given me Iman, Islam, the Quran. Did I ask for it? I got it, but so be proud to be a believer. Those are examples of good pride. Here we're focusing on bad pride. It's difficult for a person who's consumed with themselves and who has the sickness of arrogance, showing off and pride. It's difficult for them to admit that they are wrong. It's difficult for them to apologize and say, "I was wrong, I'm sorry, I apologize." It's difficult for them to ask anybody for help. The person, now look, don't look at this person and that person. That's the person. Myself. Yourself. Do I have these signs and symptoms that I have a constant need for validation, for attention? Like, you know, so many influences out there on social media in particular and elsewhere, that they are hungry for praise, for admiration, for your accomplishments. So you get the dopamine hit. Praise me. This is what basically they're saying. Praise me. Look what I've done. What I've achieved. What I've accomplished. Follow me. Subscribe to me. Give me a like. And share my content. We're not there to judge anybody. I'm just saying, put ourselves in the situation. Other signs and symptoms. A person is overly critical or judgmental of others, highlighting people's flaws, highlighting the flaws of others to make yourself feel better. That I am better. Or feeling bothered when somebody else succeeds. The inability to receive feedback. The person has a sense of entitlement. You may say, if you're following a certain sports team, that's my team, we won, my team. But believe me, you are not their team. They won't want anything to do with you. They just want you to keep promoting them. Keep buying the merch. Keep supporting them. Which will lead to a transfer of the money in your pocket into their pockets. They don't know you. They don't care about you. The downs, the ups and downs of life. They don't care. They care about themselves. A person who has this intense fear of embarrassment or failure. A person constantly measuring their self-worth against others. Signs and symptoms that we should be careful of. Being inconsiderate of others' time and needs. So, certain things we should ask ourselves. When was the last time I sincerely apologized for my mistake? Sincerely. Do I feel threatened when someone else receives praise and recognition? Do I find myself frequently pointing out the flaws of others? Am I willing to take on any task, regardless of how low it may seem? When faced with criticism, is my first instinct to defend myself or to consider the feedback? When somebody's talking to me and I'm listening, to focus on what they are saying, or am I just impatiently waiting to respond? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Nahl, verse 23, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْتَكْبِرِينَ. Indeed, He does not like the arrogant. Surah Al-Mu'min, verse 35. We need to always keep these things in mind. Whether I have the disease, the spiritual sickness of arrogance, of showing off in pride, and keep reminding ourselves of these things. Surah Al-Mu'min, verse 35 says, this is how Allah seals the heart of every arrogant, rebellious person. Also Surah Al-Mu'min, verse 60. Indeed, those who remain arrogant in worshipping me will soon enter hell humiliated. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has warned us. And like how we need to focus on these ayat, these verses of the Holy Quran, likewise on the ahadith where he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, undoubtedly there is a place in hell in which arrogant people will be put in, and it will be shut from the top. Another hadith states that on Qiyamah, the arrogant people will be resurrected like ants with human faces. Even a very small thing will dominate them. Then they will be driven to a prison in hell called Bulas. And there they will be engulfed in a mess of fire. Also, they will be made to drink Tinatul Khabal, the pus of the dwellers of the hellfire. So what else? What can we do? Make your self-accountability in such a way that tomorrow, when the Day of Judgment takes place, and everybody will be accountable for their deeds, think, when I am also going to be accountable, when I am going to be told to read my book, the book of deeds, what is going to be my condition? If because of my arrogance, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is displeased and I'm thrown in the fire, the pits of the fire, how can I bear it? Dua is the weapon of a believer. Make dua for yourself. If you know you have the sickness or any type of spiritual ailment, so many are there. Jealousy, malice, bad thinking, ill thinking of others, ostentation, showing off, shumatat, which is when you see maybe somebody you don't like and they end up in trouble, or there's difficulties now in their life, you come to know about it and you become happy. That's a spiritual sickness. The one who has this spiritual ailment doesn't get rid of it, doesn't make tawbah sincerely. It's soon that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove the problem from that brother of yours and afflict you with it. Dua. Make dua sincerely from the bottom of your heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sake of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to help you overpower the ego and to protect you against the trickeries, the traps of the devil. It is extremely effective to keep an eye and focus on your own faults rather than the shortcomings of others. When a person feels that he's suffering from arrogance, think about the narrations that were mentioned, the disadvantages, the torments, the pain and punishment. Sit with the poor. Adopt piety. This also helps to get rid of arrogance. Arrogance is the opposite of humbleness. Display humbleness for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make salam to all Muslims, whether you know the man or not. Being the one to give the salam first, that person is free from pride. So you take the lead in making salam. Try to do your work yourself. Carry your own bags. Give sadaqah. Give charity from time to time. Develop your sympathy, empathy for others. Try to not be amongst those who are themselves arrogant and loud. Whenever you are in the company of friends or in the public gathering, don't let your desire monitor it. Your desire to overpower others, to be at the center of the spotlight. For getting rid of arrogance, do not form your habit to develop relations with those who are well connected. For developing arrogance, that you know who I know, wear simple clothes, live a simple life. In these simple practical things, we can rid ourselves, inshallah al-kareem, of this spiritual malady of arrogance and other related sicknesses as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us sincere, make us humble. And until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
May Allah heal